Hello and welcome to this episode of The Golden Gang, a podcast that introduces you to the inside of our senior living community through the eyes of professionals that are here every day. Through their stories and personal experiences, you will hear the passion and commitment of those providing services to our most treasured population. That would be the residents of Arbor Terrace, Mount Laurel. My name is Phil Rizzo. I'm the Business Office Director here at Arbor Terrace, Mount Laurel, and I'll also be your host for today. When I first had the pleasure of interviewing today's guest for a concierge position here at Arbor Terrace, I knew she'd be a great fit for our community. She was wonderful to talk with. She had an amazing attitude and a smile on her face. Since then, it's been great working alongside her and getting to know her better. And if you live in the Burlington County, New Jersey area or in Philadelphia, you may have already heard our guest's voice, as she is a disc jockey on not one but three local radio stations. You can hear her on 95.7 Ben FM, 102.9 WMGK, and 92.5 WXTU, all three of which are among the top 10 radio stations in the Philadelphia area. Today's guest is Angel DiDonato. Hey, Angel, how are you?
How you doing, Phil?
I am well. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm sure. It's just nothing new to you, I'm sure, talking to a bunch of people.
My life is to chat it up.
That's fantastic.
It's what I do.
It's fascinating. And you know, I think you know, since you've come in here, I've always been kind of fascinated with the, you know, your radio career. I only see you here, but I love talking to you about what's going on at the radio station. So before we get into your, you know, what you do here at Arbor for us, could you tell us a little bit about what it's like being a disc jockey and having so many people hear your voice out there?
I can honestly say it is fun and never a dull moment. It's interesting. No 2 days are alike there at the radio station. Hmm. It's just fascinating. When somebody heard me the other day, I was talking to somebody and I said, and they said to me, "I know that voice." And I said, "Okay, are you on the radio?"
Oh,
and I
cool.
said, I am. And so that does not ever get old.
Oh, that's
gotta
be
fascinating.
Great.
Yeah.
So where were you, like at a supermarket or something? You were just walking around in real life?
I was talking to somebody and they just started chatting with me and they kept saying, "You know, every time I talk to you," this was somebody that I knew in a store.
Yeah.
"Every time I talk to you, God, your voice sounds so familiar to me. I know you from somewhere." And I said, "Do you happen to listen to the radio in Philadelphia? I'm on a few stations out there. Are you Angel? Angel DiDonato? Yeah, because they knew me just as Angel.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's
so that
so cool.
was fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah, that must never get old. It must make you feel really good, especially when they tell you. I'm sure afterwards they tell you, "Oh, we love you, and you do such a great job."
It's sweet. It's
awesome.
It's the sweetest. Yeah, it doesn't ever get old.
So, you know what? I've always wondered this, and I think I might have asked you this once, but, you know, do you choose the music that you play when you're working on the station? Does the station chooser is kind of a combination of both?
I would love to say that I pick all the music. I pick none of the music. I pick none of the music. And the reason being is because all of our music is tested well in advance beforehand. So all the radio stations that you actually listen to, the music has been tested. And
what do you mean tested? I'm sorry.
We test them among what's called focus groups.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 20 people in a group. And they listen to snippets, 10 seconds of each song, and they give it on a scale of 1 to 10 how much they like it, and that's how we get the basis for our music library.
Really? So even if it's an established band like, you know, Led Zeppelin mm-hmm. or Black Sabbath, you still test it to make sure that the audience still kind of wants to hear that?
Yep.
Wow, that's
interesting. It's all tested.
That's the same for every station?
Yes, that's why you don't ever hear anything obscure, like, meaning like, "Oh, you know, I wish the radio would play this song
deep
off
cuts.
This album, deep cuts." They won't rarely do they
really?
Do that. Yeah, you might hear that on an MMR, on like a feature show that they have.
Like Get the Lead Out.
Yes,
I remember
we
used to do that where they'd play some
Get
deep cut Led Zeppelins, yeah.
They moved that to our station now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's on MGK now. But they have, sometimes radio stations have like lunch specials and they'll throw in a request. Those requests also have to be tested before we just throw it on the air. We're not going to throw usually anything unknown on the air.
So when we hear, you know, when you hear like a caller, and it's usually not live, it's usually like, you know, the recording of the call, and they're like, "Okay, yeah, this person requested, you know, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi," like that's tested, or that's like that day you could play that one, you're okay with that?
I know in advance that that is a song that is in our library.
So you're okay
I usually have to run it by my boss.
Right.
We'll chat through texting. I'll say, you know, got a request for this song. Can I get this one on? But actually, he stamp approves every song that I ask. Can we get this one on? Like, if we have all request weekend, it's not really all requests. I'm giving all the secrets away. It's not really all requests. There might be a slot for 4 slots per hour that we can throw something in. But usually all of those songs are approved in advance and tested.
Wow, yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
You're going to hear deeper cuts on something like an XM radio, satellite radio. They can get away with stuff like that, but we're more commercial.
That makes sense.
And we want you to, when you get into your car, we want to make sure you know every song that we play.
Huh.
Because you're only in your car, they figure, 15 minutes, you're in and out, you got to jump into the store. And we want to make sure you're hearing something that you know and you like.
Makes sense. I mean, when I'm flicking through the dials, I'm only gonna stop on a song I know, right?
Right.
Makes sense.
Right.
Was it always like that, to your knowledge? Like, in other words, for like how long has it been going on like that?
Longer than you'd believe. Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's always been tested. That's why they have some formats where it's like they run the same song every hour and a half. Those hot formats,
sure.
The top 40 that's going on, they play those same songs every hour and a half. Like Taylor Swift is known for that. Every hour and a half, you're going to hear Taylor Swift song.
They do.
Because you need to hear that Taylor Swift song because you know that is a timestamp song. Of people love it. They know the words. You throw it on. But yeah, they've always tested music.
Wow.
I also go by my gut. I say to my boss, I've actually worked on my boss. You know, this song, it's strong, and I feel like you should kind of give it a listen. And
yeah, in the morning, maybe, it'll get people pumped
up.
Yeah,
yeah. Rarely do they just, okay, let's do that. Yeah.
Even after all your experience, they still want to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's so
it's a very tight leash on the songs you're hearing on the radio.
Yeah,
very tight leash.
So.
There's a tight leash on a lot of stuff.
Remember a buddy of mine used to talk about playing the same songs over and over. A buddy of mine used to play Find the Runaway Train. Remember when that Soul Asylum song? That was so, it was all on the radio so much. They used to play a game where whoever finds it first doesn't have to drink. It was incredible. Sometimes it's so
that
overplayed.
And the Goo Goo Dolls. Yes, I used to play them every hour. We had a format that was just specialized in like the Goo Goo Dolls, Third Eye Blind, Soul Asylum.
Right.
It was like the grunge of the 90s.
I remember when 95.9 The Rat started in New Jersey. It was like every other song was Cult of Personality by
yes!
Living Color. It was nonstop.
Yes.
But, you know, they were getting their feedback. See, I always thought, because there were so few songs they were playing, I was always under the impression that they had to kind of, I don't know, get the rights to those songs or something. So they only started out with a set number of songs and that's the only ones they could play. But I guess maybe they're doing exactly what you're talking about. They were probably just testing it and being like, look, these are rock songs. Let's keep it here for now until we expand our...
Well, what they usually do is they'll start in a small market and test the song. Mm-hmm. By the time they've gotten to Philadelphia, that song has been already overplayed. Everybody already knows the lyrics. So by the time you start hearing it in Philadelphia, it's already a hit.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So that's how hit music works. So they start in the small markets to break them. And we let them do all the work for us. And then we watch how the ranks of the songs go on like Billboard charts.
Sure.
And then they watch everything from the other markets. And there's stations in New York that they look at and whatnot, small areas. Mm. And they kind of pull from those.
Wow.
That's how they get their music out in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So you've obviously been doing this for a while. Have you? How long have you been in broadcasting?
I started when I was 13.
13?
Yeah, I kind of fell into it. It's a long story if you want to hear it. But
I want to hear it, please.
Okay, I would call and win prizes. I was that girl. I was always winning prizes, and I would always request songs. And I knew I wanted to go when I was a kid into the entertainment industry. I just didn't know what aspect. So when I was 13, I feel like I kind of fell into it. I started winning prizes off my favorite radio station, and then I started calling for requests. And then after a while, the DJs just started to know me. Hey, Angel, how you doing? You want to go on the
Angel
air
from
with me?
Angel from so-and-so, right?
Right. Angel right. from Philadelphia. Like,
right.
Why don't we put you on the air? So they would do that. And it would happen fairly frequently, often. And eventually they said to me, so what do you want to do? And I said, I think this is what I want to do. And they said, well, when you're old enough, we'll get you in here and we'll help you out. We'll get you an internship. I said, okay, well, I guess when I was 14, I took a visit and a tour of that radio station. I don't think I ever left.
Oh,
when I was 16, they actually, I was an intern, and then they actually hired me.
At which station specifically?
98.1 WOGL in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I started at 98.
14.
Yeah. And then by 16, they said, you know what, we'll put you in the prize office. Oh my gosh, that was a dream. I mean, I could take like CDs home and concert tickets. And this was when they were just like giving away concert tickets to.
Right. So somebody called up, was the ninth caller, you'd meet them, they'd come to see you and you'd give them the prize?
Often, yes. And often I would just mail them to them.
Oh, right.
I loved it. And kind of got involved that way. And then I started to learn how to do other aspects. They started teaching me how to like go on the air. And then eventually, I, without my boss's permission, snuck onto the air. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I practiced long in advance, and I had the help of some coworkers, so they knew I was going to do it. So I took a long time gearing up, getting ready, and practicing. But, you know, sometimes I felt like I had to do it. I had to do it. So
wait,
how
do you sneak on the air, though? That's what how did that happen?
I went on at midnight, in the middle of the night, when my new... My boss would be asleep, and I took the risk. And then what ended up happening was those focus groups I was telling you about.
Right.
There was a focus group at the radio station, and somebody says, I really like this girl, Angel. And my boss said, what? Angel? I don't have anybody on the air named Angel. She works in the prize department. Okay, thank you. And that's how my boss found out. And he says, how long has this been going on? And I said, about a year.
A year?
Yes.
You were on the air for a year and your boss didn't know.
Yes.
That
the
is
weekend
insane.
Overnights, yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
I just slip in.
So your coworkers were like, cool,
they
were helping you out. They were like, yeah, go ahead, who cares? Go for it.
Yes.
Oh, that's so
cool. But
it
worked out in the end.
How old were you when that happened?
I was in my teens. I'm not sure which teen year, but I had to do it.
Yeah.
And I would do it again. But he yelled at me. And he says, I know you. I just found out you've been slipping on and sneaking on the air. What are you doing? And I said, listen, I want you to know I've been practicing this for a really long time. And I go into the production studio and I taught myself and my coworkers helped me. I know what I'm doing. So eventually he gave me a green light.
That is so cool.
And he says, all right, I know you're probably not going to listen to me if I say no, that you can't do this anymore. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go on the air twice an hour. And I'm going to let you just deal with the weather. And I couldn't do just that. And I had to do more. And then he called me on the hotline. And he says, I thought I told you just two breaks an hour. He goes, but it sounded good. So I give you my permission.
Oh, God.
And that's actually how I started it. And then I had his blessing. And till this day, I'm good friends with that boss. And he respects me so much. And it started my career. And then radio stations started to find me, and I got an offer after college, and they found me, and it just kept going from there, like snowballed. Like, I feel like that was what I was meant to do.
That's amazing.
Very fun.
It's a great story.
Crazy.
Did you study broadcasting in college?
I did.
That's when you majored in communication?
Temple University, yes.
Oh, Temple, nice. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're good for radio, TV, and film.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good for you.
A lot of fun.
So you started so early, so you didn't do anything, but all you've known is broadcasting your whole life.
All I've known is broadcasting my whole life.
That's
yeah,
great. And you still love it? You still find it
I
so
do.
Fun and engaging?
I still get nervous, and I still get excited at the same time. I still get, like, you know, lump in my throat at times. Like, you ever get so excited and pumped up over something that
sure.
you're excitedly nervous? I still get that sometimes.
Really?
I do.
That's so cool. What like, not a normal day, but, like if something big is happening, that's when you get, like, nervous about going on the air?
Yeah, I do.
That's so
you
cool.
Know,
you've done it so many times. Because
we've had, like, radiothons. St. Jude Radiothon comes to mind.
Okay.
When you got to get like all the listeners involved, you have to go on site and it's a lot, but you want it to go well. So I'm always thinking in advance, writing stuff down. So yeah, I'm always thinking.
You know, it's funny. I heard comedians talk a lot about, like, if you don't still get nervous right before you go out on stage, something's wrong. You know what I mean?
Very
so that's,
true.
That's so,
I think I would
so
agree
relatable.
With that. Yeah, I think I would absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that nervousness is that building excitement, and it's a good thing to have.
Oh, imagine it. Yeah, imagine it helps you not only, you know, do a good job, but, you know, keeps you...
On your toes.
Keeps you on your toes, keeps you humble, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. I'm thankful every day, honestly, that I walk in. So you know, it's such a rough industry, and it's so hard to get work in that I just feel blessed with every day. Like everybody always says, if today was my last day on the air, you know, I feel thankful for everything I've had. And, you know, the industry, it's growing smaller and smaller and smaller because they're getting a lot of voice tracking going on, meaning they have maybe one or two jocks per station.
Wow, per station.
Yeah.
How many, like, for example, at BenFM, how many jockeys
one.
Are up there?
Me and Kristen.
Really?
Yeah, she does the morning show. I'm her backup when she's away. And for MGK, we have one live jock. All the rest is voice tracked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I guess
you'll hear me live usually on holidays. Usually we go live then.
Okay.
I don't want to give away all my secrets.
No, please. That's okay. You can keep some industry secrets to
but
yourself.
But yeah, this is something new that just started where we start to voice track in advance, which is kind of neat because I was out to dinner the other night with my family and there I was on the radio. And I was like, oh, that's... And you know, it took
no
me a minute.
No one's the wiser.
I know.
It fooled you. You're just going to say.
I was like, who is that girl? And, oh my gosh, that's me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it took a minute. And I realized I recorded that yesterday.
Yeah, imagine it's changed so much over the years.
It's, sure. Yeah, a lot of changes. They used to have on-air DJs from morning round clock, 24/7, and that is gone. A lot of it due to COVID.
Right.
When COVID came to be, a lot of jobs were taken because the advertising revenue dollars were gone.
Sure.
So a lot has happened to the industry. It was hit hard. It was hit pretty hard when COVID happened.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So yeah, so let's shift gears. So, you know, you work here at Arbor Terrace Mount Laurel.
Right.
So so what first attracted you to healthcare?
There was, like I said, COVID was happening, a lot of changes is happening, and I thought, you know, I'm seeing a lot of friends losing jobs. Maybe I might want to venture into something else and get to learn something else. And I remember sitting thinking one day, what would I be good at? What do I like? Who do I like? And I thought, I like working with older people. I like the elderly. I love my grandparents. They were amazing. And I thought, wouldn't that be nice to work at a place like that? Sure enough, I'm going on to Indeed looking for jobs. And Arbor Terrace was, I think you guys were fairly new out here in Mount Laurel.
Mm.
Opened maybe, I think, in 2019.
Exactly.
And I said, oh, well, let me look at the webpage. Looked at the webpage. This looks really nice. Let me take a test drive. I get in my car. I come on over here. Absolutely gorgeous. And I see people, like, waving at me. The wonderful elderly people who, by the way, still here are now my friends.
Of course.
And I decide, yeah, let me just take a test drive, see what it looks like. Get back home, I go online, I see there's a position that's open, coincidentally enough, and it was for the front desk, and there was you, Phil. You had this short and sweet ad, and I thought, oh, I love this. It was real. You were the only ad that stood out to me for the mere fact that it was two sentences. Do you like the elderly? A flex schedule. Do you like to work evenings? There was just literally a couple of things. It was short, beautiful, and sweet. And I thought, I like this. This is real. Yeah. And I liked your name. It was Phil Rizzo. There was something magical about your name. I really liked it. It just kind of gelled together. It was like a radio name. And I actually was working at the time with a guy whose last name was Rizzo.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
There are a lot more Rizzos out there than I thought when
yeah.
I was growing up.
Right?
Mayor of Philly used to be Rizzo.
P. Rizzo.
Yeah. That's
and,
so funny.
And it kind of attracted me, and I applied to you. And I think I heard back with you the next day.
Yeah.
And I was here pretty quick. And
yeah,
then you
I remember
hired
getting
me.
You going pretty fast.
Yeah. It was all gelled together and it was meant to be. And I was able to incorporate Arbor with my schedule with the radio station. And it just literally gelled together and worked out. And everybody here became like my other family.
Yeah. That's so
wonderful
great.
People. Amazing here. All the residents I feel close with and everybody who works here is so nice to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you. I mean, you've been here 2.5 years now. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. I know.
2.5 years. It goes by
so
fast, doesn't it?
How about that? Yeah. Went pretty quick. It's amazing.
So I would imagine, you know, it's the relationships you forged with everyone you've been here. But I was going to ask you, what would you say is, you know, the best part of working at Arbor Terrace or working for Arbor Terrace? And if it's that, that's okay. You could say it's that.
I honestly don't feel like this is working.
Mm.
How about that?
That's amazing.
I feel like everyone here is, it's like being in, visiting family and being in their house and taking care of them and looking out after them. I feel very protective of everyone here.
Oh, that's really nice.
You know, everyone's just gentle, nice. Yeah, I feel real blessed to be here.
That's great. I mean, obviously, yeah. I hear...
Doesn't feel like a job.
Always hear positive feedback about you. Everyone's, oh, I love it when Angel's here. Oh, Angel did this for me. Angel did that for me. Really. Especially the residents.
I bring a lot of shortbread in for the elderly.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they really like those Lorna Doones.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, go ahead, enjoy some Lorna Doones.
No, they love you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, just, you know, I hear you. Just coming from, you know, I came from food service. It's so much more rewarding working here.
It really is.
You know, working with the residents and the staff. It's really been
I get something back. I mean, considering how, not for nothing, but, you know, the radio station, it's wonderful. It's fluffy.
Sure.
I love my coworkers. They're very fun and it's fluffy and I love it here for different reasons. I feel like I get something from radio. I get something different from here. You know, it's very rewarding.
I feel the same way. I'm glad you do too.
I absolutely do.
Like I said in the intro, like I knew you were going to be like a guaranteed fit. Like it was obvious.
I knew when I walked in here.
You're so positive. You're just such a great attitude.
Thank you.
You're always in a good mood. You're always smiling. You're always just looking to make someone's day brighter. Like, honestly, it's a pleasure having you here. Really
thank you,
is.
Phil. Thank you. So, I feel that about you, too.
Oh, thank you. A little bit about, what do you do when you're not working with one of your two families? Like what do you do for fun, your spare time? Like, what do you got going on with that?
Well, I love to travel. Okay. In particular, I just got back from a cruise, actually, not long ago.
Where'd you go?
We loved it. We went to the Bahamas, Coco Cay. We went to, what was the other island? Actually, one of the other islands that we were supposed to be on, they had to cancel on us, but that was all right. It didn't bother our trip at all. We had a great time, stayed on the ship for that day. And, I love to travel. I love Turks and Caicos. I love Mexico. My favorite spot out here in New Jersey, Ocean City, hands down, one of my favorite spots. Also like, to go to, LBI beaches.
Sure.
Love them. I like to travel, hang out with friends. I like to go to Lynn Villa Orchards in the Philly region.
Okay.
I like to do anything like that. I'll pretty much go anywhere.
Do you stay busy? Do you ever have like days where you just, I'm not doing anything, just plopping on the couch for the day? Are you always kind of like have something going on?
If it were up to me, I'd be out all the time. I love to always have something going on.
That's the impression I have. I just wasn't 100% sure.
I'm already, in fact, last night I was writing down my little list. Here we are in April, getting ready to start May tomorrow. So I started writing my little list of things I want to do, where I want to go. I like festivals. I love concerts. I have so many concerts to look forward to in the next couple months.
I
like to always make sure I have a concert in my future. So that is really one of my favorite things
to do.
What's
your favorite concert of all time? I know. You must have been to a minute.
Wow.
That's a tough question, I know.
I'll be honest, there's nobody, I'll tell anybody this, there's nobody I won't see.
Is that right?
There's nobody I won't see. I'll see something just because it's an event.
Interesting.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like, I went
like the
to,
energy.
I love the energy. I love the energy. I'll be honest, they're all my babies. I couldn't put one and
I
say, that's my favorite.
That's a tough one.
I even love... Trans-Siberian Orchestra kind of concerts. I go to that annually. I love to go to the ballet. Also, I do that frequently, a couple times a year. And you name it, I like to do it. I love a crowd.
That's awesome.
I love a crowd having fun.
It makes total sense.
I'm a people person. I like to watch the people.
You definitely are.
I like to.
You definitely
are.
Yeah,
I like that.
All right. So, yeah. So tell us a little bit about where they can reach out to you. You have some social media that you could talk about?
I do. I have all the socials. I have my Facebook. It's under Angel Donato. My Instagram page, Angel Baby Radio. Twitter, actually X, excuse me.
X, right.
X. And the newest social one, Threads. I have Threads.
Okay. I jumped on that too recently. Yeah.
Yeah. I pretty much like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
It's
like an offshoot of Instagram, right?
Right.
Right.
Right. I like that. But I'm most active, I want to say, on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's where the listeners are.
So they can check you out on there?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free. I'm very friendly on there, and I'll talk to anybody on there.
That's awesome.
If you're nice.
Well, one would hope, right?
Right.
Well, listen, folks, the Arbor Company has over 40 senior living communities in 11 states along the East Coast and the Midwest, offering lifestyles in independent living, assisted living, bridges, and memory care. If you know anyone who is interested in finding an Arbor near you, please visit our website at www.arborcompany.com. And if you're in the Burlington County, Philadelphia area and wish to visit our community here in Mount Laurel, please give us a call at 856-367-3006 and ask for a tour. You might see Angel at the front desk welcoming you in if you do that. Angel, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much, Phil.
We really appreciate it.
It was a real pleasure. Yeah. It really was. Thank you.
And listeners, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to check out our episode. We'll be coming at you with a new episode each month, and I hope you tune in to listen to all of them. Have yourself a great day.